Well, good evening, North Elevation Church. How we doing tonight? You know what? Since we're not live and we can kind of get away with this for a few seconds. Hey, Eva, what's happening? How y'all doing? There's Jerry in the back. Hey, Matt, how are you, sir? Brenda? Hello, everybody. Yeah, if you can, we would love for you guys to move forward. There's maybe a handful of us. There's about, 20 of us tonight. If you would move forward so we can see your beautiful faces, that would make us feel so wonderful. Alicia. Hey, Alicia. What's up? Thanks for coming tonight. I enjoy seeing you on Wednesday nights, by the way. So as we as a congregation, as a family get together tonight, we're going to lift up our hearts, we're going to lift up our songs, we're going to lift up our voices to praise God this evening. So welcome to First Wednesday service, North Elevation Church.
Giants fall. prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Jesus. Every war you wage is he wins. I'm not backing down from any giant. I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. The battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle. Take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. The battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm
what's going on, no matter how bad it looks, God will take what the enemy meant for evil and he will turn it and work it for your good. You just have to believe and you have to receive him and take him at his word. Now, we want to give you the opportunity to come up for prayer. Does anyone want personal prayer ministry? Do you want someone to pray the prayer of agreement with you? And if no one comes up, okay. And so if Matt and Brenda come up, anybody else that wants prayer, and some of our other prayer team can come up and pray.
Grace holds me now.
God, we thank you. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for the word that will be given. We thank you for the worship that was lifted to you. We thank you for the prayers that have been brought forth to your altar, that have been brought forth to you, the cross, for forgiveness and healing. And God, we thank you for your Son. Your Son who sacrificed all so that death could not hold us. The grave does not own us, Father, because the grave cannot own what you already have. We give you the praise and the glory, Jesus, and it's your mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, again, good evening, North Elevation Church. And it's cool on a Wednesday night because we can kind of be a little bit more loose than what we normally are on a Sunday. So I see a newly married couple sitting in the back. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take just a second to transition to the next thing. So if you haven't met the buyers, go back there and just give them a hug and you know, kiss Eric because he needs it. Just look at him back there. It's God bless you. We'll transition. Good evening. We're excited that everybody's here tonight.
I know there's a lot going on. Life has gotten super busy since we launched our Wednesday night services. We do want to announce that in June, we will not be having the first Wednesday service. It looks like that about 25 high schools have decided to have their graduations all on the same night. And about half of everybody that is doing anything here on Wednesday nights is going to be gone, including us, for two of our grandkids that are graduating. There's a lot more going on. We have kids in our church that are starting their graduations at noon on Wednesday and then having after parties and all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be a crazy day, so we won't be having it. And then in July, it's vacation month, and, of course, it's going to be right up next to the 4th of July, so we won't be doing that. We'll relaunch our first Wednesday service in August with a special guest speaker. So you want to put that on your calendar. We got a special guest speaker coming in that you've never heard before coming in August. Hey, all you moms, Sunday is Mother's Day. And we've got a special treat for all the moms who show up on Mother's Day. And so I'm sure if we have extras, then some of you ladies that are, you know, want to be moms can probably get a treat. So, we will have a special treat for all the moms on Sunday. And Pastor Rochelle will be bringing the message. And then the following week, we'll let you know, Pastor Colin will be speaking. So he'll be up here doing whatever Colin does. So, you know, right? So he'll be here on that Sunday morning, right after Mother's Day. Tonight, I'm going to share with you a word God spoke to me. And I would love for the place to be full for what I'm going to share. But here's where I've come from in what I have learned in the kingdom of God. You were appointed to be here tonight because of what I'm going to speak. And the key to it all is that you embrace and then go do what I'm going to share with you. I'm going to be sharing with you from a prophetic word that came to me in front of a group of people from NEC. It was our launch team that is still with us. We still have half of our original launch team is still here at NEC, which is super highly unusual in any church environment. God has really blessed us, and because they believe in the vision. And there was other leaders that were there that night. So 25 people heard what I'm going to be sharing with you that I've shared before, but it's been a while. But it's very important tonight because it was in the moment of going back through it again. I use whatever God speaks to me as my weapons of warfare to stand for what God has promised. Do y'all understand? You know, when God gives you a word, you need to hang on to it, and you need to take it into prayer with you, and you need not to put it someplace and forget about it. You need to have it someplace where you can get to it quickly. And so I was looking at that when God spoke to me, and he said this to me. He said, and I'm going to give you the title of tonight, but he spoke to me and he said, "Tell my people to defend their fields that I've given them." He said, "Tell my people to defend their fields that I have given them." And I've titled what I'm sharing tonight, "Defend Your Field." Now, I'm going to go into the Old Testament. I'll do some explaining as we go along. I'll do even more when I share portions of that word that I have right here that I'm going to pull out of it. I've shared this before. I'll say it again. When God now speaks a word to me through someone, I don't see it. I used to see it always as a word basically to me or to my family. I know now the reality and the revelation is that when God speaks a word to me, he is speaking it to me and to you. It's for all of us. It's not just primarily to us. It is to all of us. Now in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 11, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version, "And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils." So don't take your time to go find out what that is. I'll give it to you in a moment. Today's technology is made. Lentils, what's lentils? "So the people fled from the Philistines." You need to write that down. They come, and the people in the fields run away. But Shammah, he stationed himself in the middle of the field. Now, I love this. He wasn't standing at the edge of the field so that if it got too hot, he could run. You got to understand battle in those days. When he stood in the middle of the field, he was challenging them to surround him. And he was making a statement, "I'm making a stand." I'm going to defend this ground. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. There are some truths tonight that we must understand, and I'm going to be going through those. I'll be making some comments along the way, but then I'm going to get to that word, and then when we're done with that, I want you to begin to prepare your heart, because Angela Martin's going to come, part of our pastoral care team, and she has penned a prayer that we're going to give to you in a little while. And she's going to pray this prayer, and I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to say it again. Do not be a spectator during the prayer time. Don't sit there and just look around and see what's going on. I have been in prayer meetings, in services like this with this many people, and we lingered in prayer. It doesn't mean that it has to be real crazy and loud and all. That's not it. We just gave ourselves to the moment, and testimony after testimony after testimony began to come out of that evening over the months that passed. I believe that we are going to be a group of people who are going to begin to testify about the miracles that God has done because of tonight. We had a word given to us. It was in my sermon series, The Tip of the Iceberg. And one of the promises was that we were in a miracle season, not a miracle moment. It'd be series after series of miracles, and that people would begin to laugh because the miracles had become so commonplace. But laugh in a good way. What if tonight is the start of that? And you get to be the first in on it. Think about that. Truths we must understand. Truth number one. There are times in everyone's life when they must make up their minds to stand up and not back down. You got to make a decision. I'm going to stand up and not back down. That can be for your health, finances, family, job, business. We can go on and on and on. You have to make a decision to stand up and not back down. We have to make that decision. That's just the truth. Shammah was one of David's mighty men. You ought to study the mighty men of God. Shammah was one of the core mighty men. This wasn't his first rodeo. He had already done amazing things. He's one of God's men, and he was one of David's mighty men who defended a field. The truth is, he put his life on the line for what? Beans. Come on. He put his life on the line for beans. For beans. In the middle of the field. Come on, Philistines. I'm going to defend this bean field. The question is your bean field as precious as he saw that bean field? What is my bean field that you need to defend? It might be your marriage. It might be your family. It might be your business. It might be at work. It might be your dreams. It might be your desires. Maybe the bean field that you need to stand in the middle and not give in and give up and make your stand is in your mind. The enemy's trying to steal your peace, rob your joy. We got to stand in the middle of our field. Is our bean fields precious to us? This bean field was important to Shammah. How important. We talk a lot about how important our dreams, our visions, our jobs, our businesses, our families, our marriages, but are we standing in the middle of our field and defending what God has given us? Or are we just talking about it? While the enemy slowly robs what God has given. Anybody with me so far? How precious is your bean field? Truth number two, Satan is active in taking ground. He's active 24/7 trying to take your ground. And we've got to make a decision. This is all going to come out real clear when I bring this word that was given me in November 2019 in front of a bunch of our leaders. As Christians, we need to understand there is a turf war going on. There's a turf war going on for your family, going on for your job, your business, your dreams, your visions, your desires. There's a turf war going on in your mind, and we have to make some decisions to take a stand. There's a turf war going on in your health. I could go on and on. See, the difference is we'll plug everything in about three or four things and say, well, that's enough. The enemy's looking at all things and sees how much he can take. And we've got to make a decision. We have to understand there's a turf war. And every believer, not every pastor, not every associate pastor, not every children's pastor sitting back there, not even the sound engineer, is the only ones called to stand their ground. If you're a believer, you're called to stand your ground. Amen. Not only that, you have the Word of God to stand your ground with. Shama just had a weapon made of man-made. We have a weapon, a spiritual weapon, that's more powerful than the weapon he had in his hand. We have the two-edged sword that is God's words breathed. Most powerful thing on planet Earth, in the universe, the Word of God. We have that. So every believer is called to stand and defend the field given to you. In the root of your dreams, God had something to do with putting that there. In the root of your desires, God had something to do with that. We would like to take credit for jobs, businesses. Hey, the root of all that, God was involved. And what God has given, are we defending? What God has given you, are you defending it? Are you standing in the middle of your field? I'm not talking about standing in your middle of your field for a week or two and then not standing in your field. I'm talking about standing in your field and defend it at all costs. For however long you got to do that. Defend your field. Here's something we forget. Your field, your bean field, is your inheritance from the Father. And are we defending what God has given us that's so precious? Are we defending it? Satan wants it, okay? And he wants you to just give it up. But we can't. That's why we can't do life alone. And when we are weary, we need to pick up the phone. We need to do something. Come down to the altar. Do whatever is necessary and get some help when we're weary. Come on, I need some people to join with me. You can't be an island to yourself. Well, I don't want anybody to know that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Get beyond that. Because your bean field is your inheritance. How precious is our bean fields? And some of us, we got more than one field to have to defend, right? Bean fields. What are they? Truth number three. Christians are giving up too much ground. They're giving up too much ground. Too much ground. Let me say some things here. Don't flee, stand. Don't flee, stand. Don't flee, stand. Don't compromise, fight. Don't compromise, fight for your field. Fight. And don't let fear rule you. Stand. And we're dealing with a lot of that right now. Fear in rule. And the church has got to start standing up and not flee and take their stand. Shammah comes into the, can you imagine? I've thought about this a lot. I'm thinking, you know, if the mighty man of God came, who had the reputation, they all knew the reputation, and the mighty man of God comes and stands in the field, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to be probably safer with him than I am running. There was a message in that, if you heard what I just said. The safety is in obeying God, standing on the word, taking care of what he's given you, and fight for what he's given you, because God is with you. He's for you, and he'll never leave you or forsake you. Don't flee. Because we tend to flee and run away from the things God's telling us to do. I always thought about it. I thought, man, was there anybody that recognized who just stood in the middle of the field? I'd been standing there behind him. I'll tell you where they're coming. You're the mighty man of valor. You've never even been cut, man. Hey, come on, let's go. I'm fine. I'll carry your shield. It's huge anyway. We've got to have the right kind of thinking about our fields. Truth number four, there are fields worth defending. Question, is yours worth defending? Is your field worth defending? Is it worth defending? I'm going to say this. I believe our fields are worth defending. I believe the field God's given us at NEC is worth defending. And we shall not give up. We will defend our field. And what's cool, we actually have a field now I can go out and stand in. When I got the word, I didn't have a field. We got a field. You got a field. If you feel free, go out there, open up that gate, go stand in that field. Go, God, I'm standing in the field. This represents my fields. It needs to be mowed right now, but I'm going to go stand in the field. And here's the key thing. Your field is worth the cost. Your field is worth the cost to defend. It's worth the cost to defend it. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Number five, the Lord wants Christians to hold their ground. Real simple. He does. He wants us to hold our ground. You know why? He's made promises, precious promises. And if we'll hold our ground, guess what? We'll get to eat the fruit of those precious promises. But if we run off and flee, we won't. It's real simple. He wants us to take a stand and not back down and hold on to our field. You know, Shammah defended a plot of land, beans. And what he did turned the tide of everything. When he took them out. David's mighty man of God here, standing in the middle of that bean field, represents to the church of 2020 how we should be. He's our example of what the church should be. That we stand in the middle of our field and we don't give in, we don't give up. We're going to stand and we're going to fight. He represents the kind of Christian we should be. We have God's word, so we shouldn't back down. If we have backed down, take God's word and get back in the fight. Get back in the battle. Hold your ground. Don't give in to every little thing that happens. See, that's just how the enemy works. We go through all these things, and then we just say, man, it's just like, gosh, it just keeps snowballing. Stop the snowball. Somebody asked me one time, how do you stop it? You decide, I'm not going to let that rule my day. But something else happened. I'm not going to let that rule my day. I'm going to start believing for a turnaround. But what if it happens three more times? I'm going to believe God for a turnaround. That's faith. You know when your faith can be tested the most, let's just be honest, is when it comes again and again and you keep doing the same old thing. We all know the old saying, keep doing the same old thing and you'll continue to get the same old thing. We have to make a decision to stand our ground and put a stop to it. And it may take a few seasons, but it will come to an end. Whose choice is it? Ours. I've thought about Shammah. I thought, can you imagine? You're walking down here. Here's the mighty man of God. They see the mighty man of God coming with the reputation. He walks out into that field, and they take off running. They run away. They run from the field and the promise that God had given them. We've got to stand in our fields. Are you ready to stand in your fields? Yeah. You ready to stand? I believe this group is going to begin to testify to things that's going to make the rest of everybody else say, well, how did you do that? And you get to reteach all this, okay? We've got to battle and hold our ground. We need to stand in the middle of our fields and don't back down or give in. Now, I basically have two closings in this before we go to prayer. In this word that I have, that I was given to me, I'm going to read quickly over just certain portions of it. So he said in that meeting that he had been praying. He couldn't go to sleep. He'd basically been up for a couple of nights. He'd been praying for us, praying for our church, praying for Rochelle and I, praying for our leadership team and the whole church, all of you. And God spoke this to him. Given to me on 9/20/19 in the presence of 25 other people. He said, you're one of David's mighty men. Can I declare to you that NEC is going to be one of God's mighty churches? Shammah's name means God is present. He is with you. Can you receive that? God is with you. Shammah was one who decided to defend his lentil field. Shammah, the Bible says, he went into the middle of the field. The word middle in Hebrew translated means the midst, in the midst. When you study in the midst, it means he went to an elevated place. You're not going to move to an elevated place in God until you stand in the middle of your field and defend it. And then God comes in and lifts you up to take your field and to defend it. He went on to say, he's going to make you stand in the middle of your field. I thought, yeah. That's 2019, COVID hit. I had to stand in the field quick for NEC, that was for sure. And in the middle, he's going to elevate you to a place of authority. You stand in the middle of your field, and God will elevate you and give you fresh authority that you never knew you had. He'll begin to give you revelation and insight on how to defend your field, and that revelation and that authority will drive the enemy out of your field. But you're going to have to stand in the middle of your field. You got to make a decision. Am I going to stand in the middle of my field? You're going to begin to see some of the greatest victories that you've ever seen because you're going to defend and protect what it is that God has placed before you. What has God placed before you and given you? This is a promise to all of us. And like never before, you're going to feel the elevation grow underneath your feet and lift you to a place of certainty, security, favor, and blessing. Anybody want in on some of that? Go stand in the middle of your field. Went on to say, get ready because as I elevate your voice, it will have a greater dominion. It will have the things I promised you, the things I've shown you in the past. You mean, God, I get all that for just standing in the middle of my bean field and defending it? Yes, it's part of the promise. And it will bring about a great harvest. Whew. Are you ready to harvest some stuff out of your fields? Don't give in. So the Lord said, like Shammah, you will defend what is yours. I like that. That was a faith statement from God. Corey, you will stand. Yes, sir. Can we say yes, sir, to the Father God and say, I'm going to stand in my field? I trust you. You say I can do it, I can do it. I'm going to stand in the middle of my field. My final statement with Angela comes. She's going to pray a prayer over us tonight. We're going to pray with her. And when she comes up, then I'm going to have the ushers pass out the form before she prays. But here's my final statement on this. God is seeking Christians who will be brave and courageous. God is seeking Christians who will fight for what he gave them. God is seeking Christians who will stand when others flee. Are you holding your ground? That's the question you got to ask. When we stand with God, we can be assured of his divine help. Verse 12 says, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Shammah stood his ground, but it was God who defeated the Philistines that day in the bean field. We must stand, and God will give us the victory. Amen. Amen. Ushers, would you pass out the prayer? Angela's going to come up. She has penned a prophetic prayer. When she shared it with Rochelle and I knew immediately, this is a prophetic prayer. This is going to be a tool. Do you like tools, weapons? You're being given a weapon to stand in the middle of your field. This means that we get in agreement with this prophetic word, and we decide, I'm going to stand in my field, and this is going to happen. This is going to happen. So as she prays through this prayer, you pray in agreement with her, and God is going to do the rest of the work, and we're going to see miracles. You ready for some miracles? See, this is where the breakout can happen, right here. Everybody's into numbers. I'm into if just a few people will believe God, that everything can change. If we can just get in agreement, God can do everything. It was just a few disciples, and the whole world, what? Turned upside down. Because a few got in agreement. So let's get in agreement.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Let's bless you tonight, Jesus. It's all about you. You are high and lifted up. We exalt your name in this place. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is with us, that your presence is in this place, oh God. And it is all about you. We need to be reminded that it's all about you. And Father, forgive us, God, when we have not remembered that it's all about you. And I thank you for your people that are here tonight, Lord, your faithful ones, those who are hungry, Lord, and stand in tonight, Lord, in agreement. And so, Heavenly Father, we come boldly before your throne, covered in the precious blood of Jesus, and present to you ourselves, our families, our property, our businesses, Lord, everything that belongs to us that you have given us, rule and reign over, dominion to guard and protect. We repent tonight, O God, of any sin that has given the enemy access, and we revoke your license tonight. We revoke that license tonight. I pray, God, that you are showing people tonight areas, Lord, that they have compromised and that they say tonight, no more compromise, no more compromise. And in the name of Jesus, I bind the power of Satan's demons and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives. And we draw the bloodline perimeter around our families, our land, our dwelling, our businesses, God, everything that we are a part of, everything that we have dominion over. We draw the bloodline perimeter around that tonight. And God, I call forth your warring angels on behalf of your people tonight, oh God. We call forth your warring angels tonight. And we ask, God, that you station them at the doorposts of our homes to guard and protect, to allow only your light, your love, your presence of your Holy Spirit to inhabit our lives and our dwelling as we have made the Most High God our habitation. You, O God, are a shield about us. And by the breath and power of your Spirit, we cast out all controlling powers of darkness. You are hereby evicted from our lives, our marriages, our families, our properties, our business, our homes, our bodies, everything that is a part of us. We cast you out tonight. And in the name of Jesus, we take back from the enemy any ground he has encroached upon and command him to go now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that your word promises for everything that he has stolen, that he will repay sevenfold. We call forth a sevenfold return and everything that was stolen that does not belong to him tonight. We declare that and we receive that tonight as your promise. And by the authority delegated to me by King Jesus, we seal up with the blood of Jesus any cracks or crevices by which the enemy has infiltrated and gained entrance.
greater, 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 so much greater are you who is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. And we step forward now in faith to defend our fields, that which is ours to defend and protect, knowing that you have already given us the victory. We stand in the finished work of the cross and take responsibility as the watchmen of our fields to be on the alert, to stand firm in the faith. And Lord, we will stand our watch for ourselves, our family, and for all that you entrust to us. And Lord, we just pray, help us, Holy Spirit, to be diligent to watch and pray. We will not relent. We will not back up. We will not give up, and we will not give in. And we stand covered tonight in the full armor of God and declare that the glory of the Lord is our rear guard. You, O Lord, are our keeper. You protect us from all evil. And we declare that our household is a place of safety, security, and peace. And the Lord rebukes the devourer for our sake, for our family, and that our family, our land, and storehouse is blessed. In the name of Jesus, so be it. Amen and amen. All right. You in agreement? You in agreement with that prayer? We are in agreement with that prayer. And God has given us all the tools and the weapons that we need to have the victory in this life. God has given us what we need. He's given us his word, the sword of the Spirit. That is our weapon. He's given us the promises. We stand in the middle of our field. We must stand. We must stand and continue to stand for what God has promised us, for what the biblical principles and values of his word in this earth, in this nation. We must continue to stand for his righteousness, truth, and justice to prevail in your life. And in this nation. Amen. So I don't really feel that much like I need to say another prayer. I think Angela covered that pretty well, don't you think? But I just want us to just be in agreement and just have the resolve and the commitment to stand. Make a fresh new commitment to God tonight that you're going to stand. And you're going to stand upon the promises of God, which is the Word of God. No matter what comes against you, what you're going through, what you can see in the natural, remember that there's a supernatural, unseen realm, that there's war going on in that realm, in the heavenlies, and God is fighting for us. He sends forth his angels to fight and do battle for us on our behalf. As we stand and as we have faith and we believe his word and we take him at his word will, without fail, come to pass. So stand, continue to stand, have faith, and trust in the Lord your God. And he will see you through every time. So do we have a commitment? Everybody that wants to make that commitment tonight, stand up. We're going to stand. Okay, Lord, you see your people tonight. We are taking a fresh new commitment to stand. We're going to stand for what you've given us. We're going to stand for what you've spoken to us and promised us. We're going to stand upon the promises of your word. We're going to stand on behalf and stand in the gap for our families, for our loved ones, for our cities, our nation, oh God. We're going to stand and we're not going to give up. And we have the victory through you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare it and decree it and we believe it and we will not doubt, but we believe it. And we stand in victory tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give him a shout of praise if you believe it. Woo! Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And we're finished now. You're dismissed. And what was I supposed to remind them?
Prayer tomorrow morning and tomorrow night.
Okay. Yes. Tomorrow is National Day of Prayer. We have, if anyone can make it. We have prayer at City Hall. Our church is assigned to do prayer at City Hall from 10:30 to 11 in the morning. And then we have prayer tomorrow night at The Lot in Mansfield. Pastor Corey will be participating in that. And we will have prayer from 6:30 to 7:30 at The Lot for National Day of Prayer. And our country and military and officers and all that we're going to be covering in prayer, that prayer needs to go forth from God's people, God's church. The Lot is on
downtown,
Main Street.
Downtown.
Main Street in downtown.
I do want to say this.
Here.
If your city is doing something tomorrow in the city you live, we're a church of 13 cities.
Yeah.
So in your city, if something's going on, find out where it's happening, and I encourage you to attend it and represent the kingdom of God as NEC in your city, believing and praying for your city. Amen?
Okay, you're dismissed. Thank you for being here tonight.